Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Abby.
Hey! Wow! Where how's that?
And I'm with Marius.
Oh, God.
I'm not faking. My name's Owen. I'm with Abby and Marius, and this is Copy Copenhagen.
You okay?
All right, just give me a second. Hold on. I'm okay. All right. It's a podcast about life in Copenhagen.
Wow.
About life in Denmark.
This used to be a podcast. Now it's a medical emergency.
I'm okay. It's a podcast about life in Denmark. It's about life
croaking
in Copenhagen.
Let me get through it.
You
gotta tell us if you start smelling burnt toast.
It's just toasting nicely now. It's not burnt yet.
Is your left arm tinkly?
But the right is as well. So okay. I'm fine. This is a Copenhagen. I'm fine.
Are you gonna blame this on us
fine.
Now?
It's you guys throw me off.
Wow.
It's a podcast about life in Copenhagen, about life in Denmark, it's about life in Scandinavia, and it's about life in general. And it's a Friday show, which means we're going to talk about the news. Marius, quickly, for God's sake, tell me what the news is. Might be the last episode I ever have.
I feel like this might be about death in Denmark, death in Scandinavia, death in the world.
I'm fine.
Croaking in Copenhagen?
I just had a bit of a turn, that's all. I'm okay. I'm fine.
He gets more Irish when he gets ill.
Yeah.
Well, on my
He's had a bit of a turn.
I go back to my roots on my deathbed.
Well, speaking of death and health and all of this, there are some news relating to that. So I will take that segue.
Super.
Great. Nice segue.
Yes. Denmark is known as a very equal society, an egalitarian society, many would say. Some might not say it.
He's looking at us like, we're supposed to say it.
Are we supposed to say it?
Are you saying this? I don't know. I've heard some people say it.
I've heard it said.
I've also heard it not said. So.
Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's maybe not so right. But there's an imbalance. There's a disturbance in the force, you might say.
Okay.
One shouldn't say that because this is not Star Wars related in any way. We die.
We die.
I hope that's
this
not a shock
is a
to
lead
anyone.
Up. This is no, no. quite a lead up. Quite
yeah,
a lead
this
up.
This is big stuff.
What, no, wait, wait. So
big issues
so,
here.
A third of all Danes die.
Oh, that's pretty good odds.
Two-thirds are immortal.
Before they're 75.
This is a good move. I knew it.
So glad to be here.
Two out of three of us are going to live forever in this room. That's pretty good. Glad I moved here.
No. Two-thirds of all Danes die before they're 75.
Two-thirds of all Danes live... A third of all Danes die before they're 75, I think is what
literally, that's what he said.
No, but he just said two-thirds of all Danes die before they're 75.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
That's what I mean.
Wait, two-thirds die before 75 or one-third dies before 75?
One-third.
Okay. Thanks,
Sorry. One-third.
Like, we're definitely going to die before we're 75 or we're definitely going to live forever? Which one is it? It's the latter. Okay.
So, one-third of all Danes die before they're 75. Now, that's maybe not a big shock, but it is imbalanced in the sense that these are also the people with the lowest incomes.
Mm.
And it's furthermore also, it's more men who die, fewer women. And it's been, which you shouldn't think was the case, it's been going up since the 80s.
Hmm.
But, you know, we say sort of...
You mean like
generally,
more people have been dying before 75 since the 80s?
Yes.
So
life expectancy is well, I don't think it's overall gone down, but at least for this bracket, it hasn't gone up in any way. And it's
so
gone,
for okay. the... poorest people in the country, they are dying before 75 at the highest rate.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Concise. Thank you, Abby.
That was very concise.
I mean, listen, I know it's a slow news day, but I didn't think we had to make the news slower.
So the gap for men is, it's like most men with the lowest income, they die around 73.9 years old. And with a higher income, it's 84. So that's
That's a big gap.
Yeah.
And that's a big gap. It's like in general, women live longer than
years,
men. Right?
More than
right?
10 years. Yeah. My goodness.
For women, it's 7 year, 5 to 7 year gap. It's like 80 to 87.
I've heard something like, and this is the strange thing is like, this is geographical as well. You can be like, if you move 10 kilometers up the road, like to Hellerup or something like that, in Copenhagen to like the northern side, like you get like 20% better chance of survival just by living in that region.
Wow.
Or I know it doesn't work out directly like that, but that's the statistics. That like, if you live in that area, you have like a X amount chance of living longer. Somebody was telling me that recently. It's crazy.
Yeah, they have a whole map here in this article from DR where you can zoom in and see sort of where people die faster, basically.
That's
the different
mad,
regions.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's mad. Isn't it like kind of like that thing where if you live in one region, then you're really likely to get knee surgery because the hospital was running a racket.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah. Maybe it's similar. Maybe it's like, if you move to this region, the hospital's running a different kind of racket.
We need to take the long livers, right? And then, disperse them into...
The long livers?
Yeah, the long livers. Yeah, I said what I said.
Okay.
And disperse them. We need to jumble it all up to even out all the ages. So the long livers need to come down and live in other places, and the short livers need to go up into the long liver area, and then all balance down so we all die around 80.
Is that when you think the right time to die is?
I think it's a fine time to die.
80?
I think it's a fine time.
I think I'd like to. I think 100 would feel like an achievement.
It would, but at what cost?
I think
would
I have a nice
life. Enjoy the last 20 years?
I think so.
Every now and then you see that 100-year-old on the motorbike and you're like, oh, that's a pretty cool 100-year-old.
Yeah.
They don't often show the 100-year-old who's like in bed all day, every day for 10 years.
But do you think you really last in bed for very long? I feel like that's the thing. It's like you live longer when you have like reasons to live.
True.
I don't think like miserable people are living to 100. I think like...
Well, then there's those odd miserable people who do, where you're just like, why? Why do they keep
going? I just feel like at a certain point, it takes a will to live, you know? And if you've got the will to live, some people do have it out of misery, like they have a contemptuous will to live.
That's very true.
But if you are super contemptuous and you have a will to live, either you are so wealthy that people are trying to keep you alive because you benefit them in some way.
Mm.
But like generally at some point, people aren't going to make set, like it takes a village to keep you alive.
Mm-hmm.
It like you need to be willing to like do what it takes and like, you know, be happy enough every day to keep going.
Mm.
And the people around you have to be like, you know, co-signing it.
Yeah.
Like letting it go on, you know what I mean? Mm. You know what I mean? By taking care of you, by like whatever, just being nice to you. I don't know. I just feel like if you make it to 100, it's probably generally, I don't hear about a lot of 100-year-old assholes. Yeah?
Yeah, but that's...
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but I would say that it like once you reach 100, it's kind of, A, everybody you've been an asshole to is probably dead. And B, we're not talking about you being an asshole anymore. We're talking about, A, you're 100. Because you don't... Name a 100-year-old person you know. The only 100-year-old person we know is the one we hear about on the news because they're 100 and they got
a
card.
My friend Will's grandma's 102. And Ginny's classmate, my kid's classmate's great-grandma is
I'm gonna say I've known a few 90-year-old assholes.
90-year-old asshole.
Yeah.
But that's maybe, 100. Maybe that's
never
a limit. 100. Maybe that's a limit.
I haven't met
you can get to a 90
but
as
I've
an
met
asshole.
I've met a few 90-year-old. Like, I've known
people
that
old. You got to squeeze another
old,
decade out of the
like,
people.
You're an angry... But that's the... But what do you call holding on for resentment? Or what was the phrase you used earlier on?
Contemptuous will to live.
Yeah. Like that. They're those kind of, you know, like, yeah. I'm going to hang around because I know you don't want me here.
Yeah. Do you get anything... I'm assuming those were Americans.
Will's grandma lives in Cornwall. Cornwall.
Cornwall. Oh.
Yeah, in Great Britain, and then the other one is a Dane.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know.
She would have gotten then a letter from Margrethe.
Yes, that's why I heard about it in my house, is because she got a letter from
Margrethe. You got the letter? You stole the letter?
What? I didn't. Okay. But also, my my partner's like great aunt is like 97. We're trying to see if she's gonna get. She's like, you know, in letter territory.
Ooh.
Like letter from the king now. You know,
oh, that'd be letter from the king. Yeah,
yeah. Letter from the king. He's probably get just, he's still in learning.
Pat in the back. I don't know. Probably something from the president, I would say. Letter from the president. Yeah, I think so.
Because you don't get anything in the States, do you? Sorry? There's no...
The Queen, no, in England, you'd get something from the Queen or the King.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Really? For 100? Is that like, that's a common thing?
Because I wonder if that's going to, if would they, you know, if they're suddenly, because we are supposedly getting older and older, right?
Except for certain people in certain social economic groups.
And in America, the overall gone down, actually, I think. The overall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Good thing I got out of there.
Yeah. But I just wonder, because I'm assuming there would be medical advances and more, you know. Mm. We know how to treat ourselves, and you get a new liver, a new lung, and a long liver if you want one.
Mm-hmm.
Long? Oh, good one. Got it.
But then would they then have to increase? So now it's not 100. And I was like, well, everybody's 100 now.
Now they just get a text. 115. You get a text.
You get a text. An emoji from the king.
But what about, since this is a podcast about what's happening in Copenhagen, what's happening in Denmark, what's happening in Scandinavia, what's happening in the world, Ireland counts as the world.
Sometimes, yeah.
What happened with the prime minister or whatever?
Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe that's why you have a headache.
Maybe
you're just like, you can feel your country is
that's,
at...
That's why I'm going back. I'm going to try and sort things out next week.
Oh, very good.
The Prime Minister, or Taoiseach. Taoiseach. Resigned.
What? Taoiseach?
Taoiseach is our Prime Minister.
Taoiseach?
Yeah.
Taoiseach?
Taoiseach.
Is that a rapper? Is your Prime Minister?
No, that's what we call a Prime Minister. Our Taoiseach.
Wait, that's like the word for Prime Minister in Irish?
Yes. How would you spell that?
I'm not going to do it now. Okay. I can find it, but
he's
I'm not
going to
do it. He's
got a headache. Leave him alone.
Leave the man alone.
Did you hear him? He had a stroke at the beginning of this episode.
Leo Varadkar, very abruptly resigned.
Huh?
Stepped down immediately as leader of the government and leader of his party and will be handing over the Taoiseach role as soon as the next.
But do you have then a vice VP? Is there a VP that just steps in?
Yeah, there are
VP
people.
VP Shook?
Yeah, there are people. That's my language, man.
Oh,
that's his language. Yeah, sure, he can't
sure
spell
I
it.
Sure, I don't spell it. Sure, I can't speak it. But that's my fault.
But that's my prerogative.
Yeah, that's
okay.
My prerogative. I haven't actually checked out. It's probably going to be Micheál Martin or someone. I'm not sure. And there's like somebody started a rumor because Leo Varadkar was in the White House for Paddy's Day, right? St. Patrick's Day.
Ah.
And he took a little jab at Biden and the administration. He was like, and we're something along the lines of, and we're working together with our American counterparts to make sure there's a ceasefire in Israel. So just putting the word ceasefire onto the American government and then, well, a few days later, he's got to step down. No, it's not. Who knows? But he said it was.
Couldn't you see that though? Like in a thing where it's like the American government, like forces. Oh yeah, you're gonna try that shit. That feels like the kind of thing.
He said personal and political reasons he stepped down, but I don't know why.
Do you think coping in Copenhagen's own Owen has a shot at this, at taking this job? Prime Minister of Ireland, do you think?
I would vote for you.
Me too. Me too.
We can't, I'm assuming.
No.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Not at all. No. But
not because you're not running, but because we're not Irish.
Yeah. And you don't vote for the Taoiseach. But
you don't? Oh.
No.
You vote for the party and then they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if there was any party I was going to vote for.
It's the Owen party.
It'd be the Owen party.
Yeah. Anyway. I wasn't prepared for a conversation.
To quizzing him on a stroke day.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're you're Irish. Do you know more about this than the news?
Hey, you know, some people call this the news.
Hey,
And those people sorry. Are wrong. Yeah,
they're really not people. Informed.
I got some news.
Oh,
go on.
Ooh.
Listen, I saw this as a headline, could not even figure out what they were trying to say with it, but you guys seemed to. Local hunter shoots raccoon in West Jutland. I was like, wow, what a Danish article.
Again, with the, we took everything you took from it. It's like, it says it on the tin.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that raccoons are, the reason is raccoons are an invasive species in Denmark that usually isn't in Denmark. And now the raccoon population is on the rise in Germany. And we can expect to see more here in the future. So the reason it's a news article is because there was a raccoon.
Yes.
Not that just like somebody got one. But I was like, wow. Like,
good shot, John.
Like it really is a slow news day.
Yeah.
It's really slow. I can continue a bit with some exotic animal news from Denmark.
Ooh.
Back in, this was on Lille Juleaften. So back in 2023, but this article is from today.
Little Juleaften is like what? When is that?
So that's the night. That's the 23rd of December.
Oh my god! You guys have a freaking name for everything. Yes. Give me a break. Give me a break. Okay.
Mette Vessel Fyn. She was out walking on the beach, ved Stellestrand in North Jutland, with her son Wilfred. Loving these details in the article.
This is great.
Very important.
Great details.
Slow news day.
Slow.
When she saw a large clump of what she thought was seaweed lying there on the edge of the beach.
This is definitely this is the beginning of like a Danish like noir
detective. Yeah.
Thought it was seaweed.
I'm very interested in this. Yeah. I'm on every word.
Corpse. Tender. Absolutely a corpse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We stood there and we looked at the green blob.
Yeah.
We flipped it over. To our surprise, we realized it's a turtle.
Whoa!
Not just any turtle, a sea turtle.
It was a sea turtle. There's a raccoon, there's a sea turtle. Wow.
This is exciting stuff.
Guess what they did with the sea turtle? It was dead.
What?
Cooked it.
No.
Okay.
They put it back in the water?
No.
Took it home?
They took it home and put it in their freezer.
Oh, I was closer than I thought.
Was it dead?
Yeah, it was dead.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
It was dead by the time it got to the freezer anyway.
Put that in the story earlier. They took it home and put it in their freezer.
But apparently, Meta, she could tell that it was, like, fresh. Because she said it was completely fresh and cold, but dead.
Meta Fredriksson?
No, not Meta.
Prime Minister?
Meta with the son. Meta Vessel Fyn.
The lead characters in the show so far.
I really thought that was the Prime Minister.
The sea turtle coming.
Yeah.
Coming to cinemas this was summer. They put it in the freezer, and the reason for that was they're going to call the museum to see if it was interesting. And apparently this is very, very rare. We don't get sea turtles up here.
Mm-hmm.
There's only been can only be counted on one hand the amount of sea turtles we've seen.
Six
since 1971. And apparently it's because they sometimes take a didn't they do that in Nemo? Like find Nemo?
Looking for Nemo? I lost my virginity to that movie, so I wasn't paying close attention.
Okay, fuck my story.
Yeah, what's this? What's this story? So it's a windy, wet
that
day.
That was the whole story, guys. That was the whole thing.
Did you pick the movie?
87 minutes of bliss. Just kidding. It didn't take long. Yep. Anyway, go on.
Did you just finish the film?
Did you pick the movie on purpose? Or
well,
I'll tell you what Disney movie I lost my virginity.
Yeah. We've all got a Disney virgin story. I don't know.
Disney virgin story.
But you don't say that, Abby, without it being picked up. I mean, you knew what you were doing.
I thought it was a pretty good aside.
It was a lovely aside.
Yeah.
And we've now parked the car and we're going to go down that aside.
I'm not sure I have much more to add. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Fair enough. But anyway, a bit like Abby when she lost her virginity. The sea turtle was left astray.
Wow. All right, I got news.
Okay.
Are we over the sea turtle?
Yeah, I think so.
Are we over my virginity?
Yeah.
It's been a while. Okay, on April 6th, you, dear listener, can go to Christiania and you can take home a piece of Pusher Street, the exemplary, the storied drug street of old, is getting torn apart April 6th. Christiania released a press release inviting the world. That's you. No matter where you are.
It's you out there listening.
You can go and you can take home a piece of Pusher Street as a souvenir. They're trying to get everybody to do their work for them. They're trying to, they're going to redo Pusher Street so it's not a
It's going to be all nice. It's going to be like really nice shop fronts for them to stand in.
Smoking
rooms you can go into.
Physical renovation of Pusher Street to transform it into an area where everyone wants to come. As it is today, people do not really want to come there. That's what it says. That's what the person, the representative from Christiania's press group, officially said. People don't really want to come there.
So you can go and you can take a piece. What can you get?
You can get, like, it's like a cobblestone street, and you can just, like, take the cobblestone street. And there's probably, like, a lot of ash.
Yeah. You probably find a nodge there somewhere.
April 6th, though, but that'll be the last time you can get a peek at Pusher Street as it was. Unless you take it home and put it on your bookshelf. Mm-hmm. And then you can peek at it anytime you want.
So what, it's the cobblestones they're going to...
Like literally the stones of the street, yeah, I think.
I was hoping you'd say brick, because then I'd be like, oh, you can get a brick of hash. But I'm saying that resentfully to you now, because my joke's been...
Sorry.
I was building up for that.
Well, what movie were you watching when you lost your virginity? What was on?
It was... What was the last one that came out?
Owen has it. The last one.
Dune 2?
No. They did like the reenact the real life version of
The Little Mermaid?
No, Lion King. Oh, Little Mermaid. That was it. Yeah. I just got that on DVD.
Okay, I got one more news. Do you want another one?
Wait. Can I go back to this?
Wait, Sea Turtle?
No.
Because no.
Your virginity. Pusher Street.
Pusher Street. Yeah, go.
Yes.
So are there going to be police out there whilst want you to do that? Because
you're meant to volunteer to help, and then as a volunteer, you get a brick.
I don't think you're supposed to volunteer to help. I think the whole volunteer thing is just to go.
It might just be a bit chaotic then.
Yeah.
Because this sounds like a racket because they're afraid of the pushers.
Christianites.
Going to stop them. That's why they're hoping to get more people to come. So they're a big gang against the pushers. This sounds like all out fucking war.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You're so Danish.
This is from a no news day. We're creating a lot of news.
Okay, so they're just supposed to say... Okay, it says Christianites and craftsmen will dig up the streets and the rest of the world is invited to help and can take a cobblestone with them as a souvenir. So I guess, you can help or you can just come and get a cobblestone.
Mm.
Okay.
One single cobblestone.
What is the cobblestones done?
What have they done?
I mean, they're not selling weed.
They're picturesque. They're nice.
Yeah, so why remove the cobblestones? That's the one nice thing.
But this
nice
is the thing, right? I mean, whatever, if it's still a street of some sort, I'm curious.
Is it a street if there's no stones?
Does a street, that's a good question. Is it a...
Then it's just a path.
I don't know. Pusher path.
Maybe Abby's lost interest in this.
We've lost Abby. Yeah. We've lost
Abby. Is it Pusher Path?
You had another bit of news?
I got another bit of news.
Yeah.
And it is that on Bornholm, they are... This is an extreme word, I think. These are all from the Copenhagen Post's news roundup, by the way. Bornholmers flock to crisis preparation course as... What If campaign begins. Following the Danish government's announcements of its plan to distribute a war and crisis preparedness leaflet. A flyer.
That sounds very like London 1940.
Yeah.
Called What If to 14,539 households on Bornholm. A lecture on the subject took place on the island last night. Guess how many people went to the lecture?
I'm going
to
say loads.
They flocked there. So I want you to guess the number of people flocking is. You guess 80. What do you guess?
150.
Okay.
What's the official flocking number?
Just over 20. Just over 20 Bornholmers attended the lecture Emergency Preparedness. Prepare yourself for 3 days. Prepare yourself for 3 days. That's, you know, it's maybe Easter's coming up. That's exactly the amount of time that Jesus spent in the tomb.
Yeah.
You know, that's the amount of time if you are going to be resurrected. You want to be ready. You want
to
be
shops
ready.
Shops do, all shops close during Easter, so it's good to, you know,
really
fill up
idea.
The pantry and get.
Okay, actually, so it was organized by an emergency association and 80 more people were on the waiting list. So 20 flocked and 80 stayed behind not flocking, wishing they could flock.
Coming back later.
But it's before the corona pandemic.
Couldn't they have picked a bigger venue?
I mean, the whole island is just as good at that, yeah.
Yeah.
Before Corona, the Association for Emergency Response often canceled courses on Bornholm due to lack of interest. But now the demand is so high that the association has had to organize more courses than expected. This did, I know we talked about like zombie apocalypse in Denmark before, but it does, I have lately been thinking again, it's a nice country to be apocalypsed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I feel like the global warming is just going to make it nicer here. Mm-hmm. Are we worried? Maybe we need to be worried about sea levels because it's very flat. There's no mountain to go to the top of.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, the climate.
Runeton.
What's that?
We have Runeton.
Runeton. Mm-hmm. Everybody at the devil Runeton.
That or Copenhagen. Hill.
Yeah, Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a lot of places to hide. Yeah. But, you know, and there's, like, it's islands. You feel, like, pretty safe unless the zombies are swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just feel like maybe if I lived on Bornholm.
Too many bridges.
Too many bridges?
For zombies to cross.
No, but I think those are easy to just explode.
That's true.
Also, roundabouts, I realized, in writing
confusing
a short
zombies.
Very confusing for a zombie.
Around.
Computing.
Just walk around.
Computing for a zombie.
Confucius said what?
Confusing for a zombie, but also good because, during the zombie apocalypse, the traffic lights won't work anymore. But there's roundabouts here, so people will still be able to drive safely until the gasoline stops working.
That's true. Segue from that, Owen.
That was a great closer.
I
hit it on.
I know,
but
I'm going to say the things that I thought I'd talk about. A third might die at 75, but between 60 and 75, those 15 years are pretty sweet because they are the happiest people in the world.
Damn. Oh,
is it happiest in the world?
Yep.
Yeah.
Happiest in the world?
The happiest, like a byword for Abby.
Yeah.
The happiest people in the world are 60 plus Danes.
Oh.
Yep.
They're happier than the Finns.
Yeah,
second though that bracket is the rest of us are second happiest Finns because Denmark is number two.
Finland again. Yeah. We lost to Finland again.
Yeah.
Finland is the happiest country in the world. On Wednesday of this week, it was International Happiness Day.
Mm-hmm.
Denmark licking its wounds at being only second happiest country in the world again.
Mm-hmm.
But Finland. Finland's doing good, and also above 60, we're number one.
Yeah, but above 60s didn't even look at that because they're like, I'm too happy to care.
Yeah.
I'm not even looking at that stuff. I'm not even looking.
Not competition.
And do you know what would make us here? We're not near our 60s yet. But you know what would make us the happiest people in the world? If you were to become a Patreon, that would make us the happiest people.
So happy.
Because we have a Patreon, and we would love to have the numbers up. So to keep us in the room, keep us doing things, because Marius often says, fuck this, I'm out of here. I hate this shit unless I get paid dollar bill, yo. And we're like, Marius, please.
Marius, please, stop saying dollar
bill, yo. It just say kroner.
We just recorded a new Patreon episode yesterday with Sophie Hagen. Is going to be on our Patreon episode for this week.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the studio.
I'm excited for it because I wasn't in there. So.
Yeah, and then she held a sign and took a picture and said she was Marius, which was really fun.
But if for some reason you can't become a Patreon, become a subscriber on Spotify or iTunes or all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're there, just hit the button that puts 5 stars.
We have 109 star ratings. I just looked. We have 109 star ratings. The last person that gave us an Apple review rating is Gareth. And I appreciate that.
Thank you, Gareth.
Yeah, it was a really good one. And you know what? Somebody else out there could write another really good one and it could be you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be you.
It could be you.
We're talking to you right now.
You.
Right now.
This is specifically to you, who's you. About to write it, who has it in your hand.
You. Do you want to make you. It to 100?
Do you want to make it us happy?
Do you want it to not die before 75?
If you do, stay...
coping.
Yes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.